I think I'd like to mention two other things before I address that directly. Mm-hmm. An extremely influential event in my life was going to Australia in the summer of 82, because there was a fellow there named Jacob Israelashvili, and you'll notice a couple of joint publications. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, and not totally coincidentally, he's here at UC Santa Barbara now. In fact, this woman who just called Pam was Jacob's wife, who did at that time develop a device that could bring two surfaces together and measure the force as a function of separation between the two. Mm. This was a couple of years before atomic force microscopy. Uh-huh. This is a technique that he and I still both use, and it's different from atomic force microscopy. It's not used to image surfaces.
Right.
It's used to actually very well measure the force between two macroscopic surfaces. For example, in my case, two macroscopic surfaces covered with block copolymers. Mm. And, you know, I would say, you know, whether we were the first to think about block copolymers, to me, is less important. We were the first to measure directly the forces.
Quantitative data.
That's right.
On the forces.
I went to Jacob's lab for the summer. He was in Australia at the time. Learned how to do this with his help, set it up in our own lab. And we began a very fruitful period in the 80s where we use this device to measure all sorts of polymer interactions. Mm. And that actually became the basis of my entree into real biomedical stuff, and I'll come back to that in a second. The other was that in 1987, I think, or 88, we were awarded at the University of Minnesota an engineering research center from the National Science Foundation. Mm-hmm. It was about a $3 million a year grant that had several programs within it. I was the original director of the polymer program. And that was very successful. I mean, in the sense that we trained a lot of students, we attracted a lot of industrial support. Mm. And we had initially, and for a long time, well, I'd say for about the first 4 years. Let's say it started in 87 or 88. For about the first 4 years, we had a polymer program, a coatings program, a surfactant program, and an inorganic thin films program. Mm-hmm. As we went out to industry, we started to attract, somewhat to our surprise, a huge amount of interest from companies making biomedical devices. Shouldn't have been much of a surprise in Minneapolis, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's a Medtronic, real
St. Jude, 3M has a huge number of interests in this area. And after a couple of years, I don't remember the exact year, probably 91 or 92, we decided within the Center for Interfacial Engineering to start a bio-interfaces program. And basically, that was a key moment for me. I just basically volunteered to start it and to develop the relationships with companies. And I saw that as a way of rekindling my long, dormant interests in this area.